Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Va'era, we hear about the first seven of the 10 Makos that Hashem brings on the Egyptians. And the last of the Makos that we hear about in this week's Parsha is Makah number 7, Barad, deadly hail. People, animals, plants, all were struck by the deadly hail, but in Eretz Goshen, where the Jews lived, there was no hail whatsoever. And it is so challenging that Paro called Moshe and Aaron, and Paro said, Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin, Chatasi Hapam, I sinned this time. Hashem is righteous, and I and my people are evil. That's what Paro said. And in the next pasuk, he begs Moshe and Aaron to daven to Hashem to remove this terrible plague. And there are a lot of questions that we can ask on what Paro said. But for today's FMT, I'd like to ask the following question. Paro does indeed do tshuva. He admits he was wrong. He says, Chatasi. So if that's the case, what happened just a few psukim later? Just after Moshe davened to Hashem to remove the barad, and just after the barad actually stopped, the Torah tells us in Perek Ates, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayar Paro ki chadal hamatar vihabarad viakolos, Vayosef lachato, Vayachbed libo hu v'avadav. Paro saw that the hail and the thunder stopped, and he and his servants continued to sin. Just as exactly as Hashem had foretold, Paro kept sinning and did not send Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. Why? What happened? One minute he says Chatasi, and the next minute he keeps sinning? Why? Perhaps one can suggest that Paro really did regret his sins, yet his tshuva was not a full tshuva. It was not a complete tshuva. All Paro said was Chatasi Hapam, I sinned this time. That may be nice, that may be something, but it's not real, it's not complete, and it's not comprehensive tshuva. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Rosh Yeshiva of YU who died in 1993, says in the Sefer Al HaTshuva in the first chapter, beginning on page 22, that sin does not happen in a vacuum. It doesn't just spring up out of nowhere. He says sin is organic, like a plant. And just like a plant needs air and light and water, all the proper ingredients and environment in which to grow, sin is the same way. It doesn't happen out of nowhere. Sin happens because of where a person is and who they hang out with and what they do in their free time, etc., etc., etc. And if a person is not willing to change those things, then the sin, if they're not ready to go to the heart of the sin, the cause of the sin, they'll just keep sinning. And perhaps one can suggest that that is exactly what happened to Paro. Sure, he felt bad. Sure, he said Chatasi. But he didn't just say Chatasi. He said Chatasi Hapam. This is the only thing I did wrong. This is the only time I made a mistake. This may be a nice start, but if you're not willing to look at the big picture of why and how and under what circumstances you made a mistake, then the chances are, unfortunately, that the sin and the sinning will just come right back. Another beautiful explanation is given by the Saba of Slabodka, the Altar of Slabodka, Rav Nassen Zvi Finkel of Slabodka, who died in 1927. He's not to be confused with his great-grandson, Rav Nassen Zvi Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, who died in 2011. This explanation is found in Rav Nassen Zvi Finkel's Sefer Or HaTzafun. It's in Chelek Sheni on Sefer Shmos on page Lamed. It's in Perek Vav called Derech HaTshuva. Rav Nassen Zvi Finkel says that Paro understood fully that Barad and other Makos were punishments from Hashem. He and his people were tremendously uncomfortable, to say the least. So he begged Moshe and Aaron to daven to Hashem to remove the punishment. He knew he was evil. He knew he did wrong. He knew that he had to be punished for his wrongdoing. However, what Paro did not realize, or what he chose not to realize, was that everything that Hashem brings to us is, and even when he brings challenges, chas v'shalom, they come to teach us a lesson, to improve us, to make us recognize what we did wrong so that we can improve ourselves, so that we can avoid mistakes going forward, and so that we can get ultimate infinite reward. That's what yisurin are. Of course, it's hard to see that when we're in the middle, God forbid, of challenging times. But if we do manage to internalize that and recognize that, what an incredible gift we can give ourselves. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah in Parsha Yudbeis Piska Zayin says that as soon as the Barad went away, Paro ascribed that to weakness, to powerlessness of God. However, if Paro had seen the chesed in Hashem's removing the Barad, and not just in removing the Barad, but in bringing the Barad in the first place, if Paro had seen that as a way to teach Paro what to do and what not to do, then his whole life could have been turned around by Chatasi. His whole life, he could have been different because he recognized Chatasi. And he obviously didn't do that. But we can. Chas v'shalom. When we face challenges in our lives, we can see them as punishments or we can see them as opportunities. Have an amazing day, everyone.